We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, but we're beginning from the two dots on Dalad Amud Aleph. Gufa, we learned in yesterday's blat, Boyer Rabibi Barabaya, Rabibi Barabaya had a Shayla. Hidbik Pas Batanor, someone on Shabbos put a piece of dough, which is turned to bread, in a tanner, which is an Isser of Oifa, Isser Bishel, Isser Deraisa. And so the Shayla is now, he realizes a mistake, he wants to take it out. He allowed to take it out with a spatula, it's called Radiyah, which is Issa Darabanan. The question is, could you do Issa Darabanan to save yourself from Issa Daraisa? Hetirula Rodaisa Kaidim Shiyavoil Dechia Chatas. Could you take out the Chala before you come to Dechia Chatas, because it'll come to Bishel, which Afia, or they did not allow, they said, no, it's Issa Darabanan. You can't do new Issa now. The Issa you did is done already. You can't do new Issa. That was the shayla. So I'm going to have Acha Ba'abai Levina. Hechidomi, what exactly is the shayla? He says, I don't understand the shayla. Ilema b'shoigig, if we're talking about the guy did a b'shoigig, which is, that's how it's mashma. It says in the Lashon of the Rabbi Ba'abai, it says, koidom shiyavu l'dei chiyav chatas. That's the Lashon, chiyav chatas. So it sounds like we're talking about something that's chayav shoigig. If we are talking about someone who did this malach of a shaygi, he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he put the pas in. He never remembered, he never realized what he did. What we're handling to be matir, take it out with a spatula, no one knows about it. It's a shaygi. He doesn't know he did something wrong. It means he put it in b'shaygi. Then he realized, oh yeah, I made a mistake, and the question is, can I take it out? That's the shayla. So then, if you remember now, you won't be chayiv anyway. But now, I'm going to the Mishnah. Only chayev chatos if the beginning and the end is shaygig. But if in the middle of the malacha you realize what you did wrong, there is no einishvit. There's no skilon. There's no chatos because you realize what you did in the middle. So anyway, you're not going to save yourself from a chayev chatos because you're anyway not chayev chatos. Even before taking out, not chayev chatos. So we're asking, what's the case? We have a shayla here. Guys who come to the chayev chatos say, could you take it out or not take it out? What's the shayla? What's the shayla to take it out? It's what's it talking about? If it's a shaygig, then you don't know about it. If it's a shaygig, then you realize. If you realize, anyway, not chayav a carbon. Ella must be, it was b'mezid. The guy put it in b'mezid, did a bishul b'mezid. So, and then we're clearing, are you allowed to take it out, koidom, you know, before it becomes chayav in skila? So, Gemara has a kash on that. Koidom shiyavu de issa skila b'yale. Then the lashon should be, are you allowed to take it out to save yourself from an issa skila? And the lashon doesn't sound like that, it sounds like chayav chatas. Now, Tosis has a very simple question. Tosis Dir Masal Kaidin. He asks that what's the. Let's say we're talking about a mezid, right? We have a guy who puts something in a mezid, he's chayiv skila. So you're telling him now, by the way, it's Isdir Abanan, take it out. The guy, he's not going to let himself be killed. He'll say, I'll be over Isdir Abanan. It's a terrible thing, but I don't want to be killed.
Shouldn't be allowed to listen to you.
Yeah, because maybe it's not right. It's not the horrible Yavar. He's saying, yeah. So what's Pshat? So Tosis says, that if there would be an issa to do radia and he wanted to do it, he wanted to take it out, but he couldn't, it wouldn't be chayiv skila anymore. Because then he really wanted to take it out, he wouldn't be chayiv skila. And that's the Gemara's case means b'mezid. Gemara says anyway it doesn't work to say something about mezid because the lashon is mashma, we're talking about a shaygi because it says chayiv chatas. So Rav Shila, lo'olam b'shaygi. We're talking about he put it in b'shaygi. And the question was that if he's a shaygi the whole time, so when did he realize it? And if he didn't realize it, it's not a chayiv chatas at all. So he said he never realized the taka. What are we handling? Could someone else who comes in and sees what happened, you know, the guy put it in by mistake and he left. And if you come, he realized, oi, I want to save him from a chiv chata, should I take it out? Am I allowed to do an iser for him? That's the Gemara Shailu. L'mana tiru l'acherim. That's the question. Is it mutter for someone else to be over the iser adiyah and take it out? Maskif lo Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks, v'cha'im lo l'odom chatei k'deish yuskar charvacha? Do we tell a person to do a avera in order that his friend should be, you know, help his friend out? A person can't do avera. He has nothing to do with this. He didn't do anything wrong. So do you tell a person he should do avera, someone else should be zeicher? You don't say that. And Tosis has a whole discussion that there are places in Shas where you do say it. And one of Tosis, and Tosis has different terutzim him to this kasha, but if it was a pshia or not, different terutzim him to the kasha. That's what Tosis asks, and Tosis speaks over here. That if, when do you say, so the question is like this, what's Toma? If Toma Achayrim, you don't let Achayrim do a Radia to save him, it's possible you don't do that. We're talking about B'mezid. We're talking about really B'mezid. And the question was, I just say, Ve'ima, you'll say the words, koidim shiyava de issa skila. That's the words you put in. Not going to put in, we have the words, chiv chatas, changing it. We'll change it to words of koidim shiyava de issa skila. Ravach b'derova masti la behedya. Ravach b'derova says masti mefurish in Ravibi's words, those words. Or Ravibi b'abaya, hidbik pas betanur. If someone by mistake, well, this is by mazid, he stuck pas in a tanur. Hatiru le l'rdoisa koidim shiyava de issa skila. They will mat him to take it out before he comes to issa skila. And there's two differences in this mefurish thing. First of all, mefurish, the lashon koidim shiyava de issa skila, that's number one. And number two, it's not a shayla. He passes klar that a tirlo ledoisoi koidim shiyavoi ledei issa skila. So it comes out that if someone puts it in b'shoigig, he doesn't know about it, and the other person can't help him because you're not allowed to tell someone to do a vera for him. And if he does it b'mezid, the halach is that it is mutter to take it out with an issa derabanan to save yourself from an issa skila. Even though Toysa says it's not really a chiv skila here because you remember it, but either way, that's the halach l'maisa that you could take it out to save yourself from issa skila. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Poshet ha'oni es yodoy. It says in the Mishnah that a person, ha'oni sticks his hand, for example, into Rishus ha-yachid. He takes something out of the usher's hand, takes a piece of chal out of the usher's hands, brings it into his Rishus. He's chayivs for ha'itzah. That's what happens. He took it out of the balabais's hand. Gemara is a kasha, amai chayiv. V'abi'inim la'kira v'anokam agai mokam dala dala. Daloch is that you need a akira and a hanacha from a mokum of dalada. It has to be on a chosh of a mokum. And a hand is not dalada. Dalada means 4x4 tfachim, which is be'erech, a foot by a foot. No one's hand is that size. So I didn't take it from a place that's a hanacha. It's munach in a place that's so big. Now, let's first speak out. In the Rishonim, they speak out different pshatim, why it has to be munach and dalada. The Rambam Pirush Rishnai says, because it's not called munach in a place where it's not going to last. It's not going to last here. It's going to fall off. It's not going to stay here. That's one pshat. And the Raz Bor says a similar pshat, and he says that's not a derech to put it on a narrow place. You always put something down. It's only called anacha if it's on a makam dala dala. So the question here is, I take it out of the usher's hand, it's not dala dala. So how could be chayif kira v'anacha of issa Shabbos? That's the Gemara's question. But being a kira v'anacha v'gai makam dala dala v'leko om a rabba Hamani Rabbi Kiva. It's going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Loi Beinon Mokim Arbal Abba. Going according to Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't have to have a Kira Vanacha on a Mokim Arbal Abba. You don't need a 4x4 Tvachim. What's the Raya? The Tanan. Learn to the Mishnah. So Machalikis Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. If someone throws from a Shusha Yachid to a Shusha Yachid across the street, there's just a Rabbim in between. So really, technically, what's the Issa? It's going from Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid. But the problem is, there's just a Rabbim in between. What's the Halacha? Hazarik v'shus yachid v'shus yachid v'shus rabbi be'emsa Rabbi Kiva mechayir. Rabbi Kiva holds yechayir for haitzah. V'chomim paitrim. Chom hold, you are potter. Don't say what yechayir for haitzah. Achnasa v'yechayir. And chomim say you're potter. So it seems like for Rabbi Kiva, it's landing somewhere in the v'shus rabbi. What's the pshat? Rabbi Kiva sova arminon kaluta k'mishon k'damya. The literal word of kaluta means it's like caught in the airspace. It's caught in the airspace of the v'shus rabbi. It's like it's munach v'shus rabbi. And therefore, it's like it was land of Shiram, from Shiyachah to Shiram, from Shiram to Shiyachah. Rabban and Savri, lo yamrin kutum yishochadam. You don't say this magic thing called kluta kamishahoncha. But al kaponim, what is even Rabbi Kiva? It doesn't have to be munach adal adal. Here it's going through the ear. It's not munach adal adal. And see, it's still chayev echa Shabbos. So we're saying, Hamani, our mishnah, Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't need a mokoim dal adal in order to be chayev for Shabbos. So Zokta Gemara, it sounds like from here that it's Pasha to Rabba, the Machlokes in this Mishnah is, if Kluta Kamisha Hon Chodomi or Loi Kamisha Hon Chodomi. Lememra, the Pshita Lele Rabba, the Kluta Kamisha Hon Chodomi, Uvesoich Yud, Uvesoich Asara Pligi. It looks like it's Pasha to Rabba, that the Machlokes is inside the airspace of Shirabim, and the Machlokes is Kluta Kamisha Hon Chodomi, which means if something's in the airspace of Shirabim, is it like it's down there, it's Munach of Shirabim now? That's Gemara Shaila. Great to Gemara. Well, Rabba had a shayla, had to learn pshat in this machlekes. We find the boy Rabba is the machlekes, like we just said, lamata v'yud pligi, that the ear when he threw the thing, the football from rishus to rishus, it went lower than 10 tefachim. Over how pligi the Rabbi Kiva saw a kluta k'mishon chodamiya. Rabbi Kiva holds kluta is like it's hunka on the rishus rabbim. Rabban Savi loy meaning kluta k'mishon chod. You don't say kluta if it's caught in the airspace like it's munach. It's like it's placed in the Shirabim. Avalam Bailam Yodivakal Potter, because it's going through a Mokam Torah. But the kulam lo yafinan zorik meishit, and the kulam is not learning zorik meishit. That's one sat, and that's the really what Agamar says. The machlekes or kiva and the rabbanon is if you say kluta kamisha hukadami, why? Because in the airspace of your tefachim, and shal is machlekes is it called munach in the shesharabim or not? Is it called place in shesharabim or not? Now there's a halacha that by it's a gzeres you learn that from Mishkan. That when you moishit, if you hand something from Ron Shazayachar to Nar Shazayachar over Shazarabim, even Lamailam Yud, even above Yud Tvachim, it's Asr. It's Asr al Tzaytzah. That's the halacha. It's really, maybe it's Havara, but it's learned out from that it's Asr. That's Chayiv on Shabbos. So you don't learn out Zarek and Moishit. Zarek is different than Moishit. So that's one pshat in Rabbi Klared. What's the Mechlekas or Kibin Rabbanah? One pshat is like we said, Klutak Vishokadami, Oidoma. Lamailam yod pligi. The whole chlekes is lamailam yod. Of how pligi. The Rekiva savi afina and zayrik and maishit. But Rekiva holds, you learn out zayrik and maishit, just like maishit, even lamailam yod is osar on Shabbos. Zayrik is also osar on Shabbos. Rabban and savi, lo yafina zayrik and maishit. You don't, do not learn zayrik from maishit. Ava lamata mayud, divra kol chayiv. But maybe everyone knows chayiv. So really, in the fetus second Sada Rabba, it's not only Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Bonin hold that Lamat of Yod is Chayev, because Kluta Kavishon Chodamim. My time, I'm reading Kluta Kavishon Chodamim. So the question is that Rabba here decided to Rabbi Kiva, why? Because the beer of Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbanon is Kluta Kavishon Chodamim or not. He's saying, really, it's Rabba really had a question about that. He wasn't sure what the Machlekes is. Was it Machlekes Kluta Kavishon Chodamim, or was Zarek and Vaishit? Sogdim Holy Kasha, boss the boy, after his Shaila, he wanted to have that question, had to learn Machlekes. Now, now he's sure that Pshat Rekiva is a sub Rekiva Kluta Kamish Hokadami. He was sure it's, that Rekiva is one whole Kluta Mish Hokadami, and that's the Machlekes. And back to our Mishnah, we're saying that if something's in your hand and it's in the Rishos, it's not Munach Adal Adalad. Since we find the idea of Kluta Kamish Hokadami, even though it's not Mamish Munach on Adal Amish place, same thing in your hand. It's also called Dalad. Who is that going according to? It's going according to Rabbi Akiva. It's going according to Rabbi Akiva.